From Clocher Valley in County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you join us as Gospel Minister the Reverend Peter McIntyre is here to let the Bible speak and preach Christ in all His fullness.
Hello and good afternoon. You're very welcome to the Wednesday edition of Let the Bible Speak. In a few minutes we'll be turning to Romans chapter 8, where we shall continue our series of messages into Steps to God from the book of Romans. First, here's Rodney and Helen singing the hymn, 'Tis So Sweet to Trust in Jesus.
'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take Him at His word, just to rest upon His promise, just to know Thus saith the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him,
this afternoon we're going to read from Romans chapter 8. We'll begin at the verse 12. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live after the flesh. For if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the Spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. May the Lord bless the reading of his word to our hearts. This afternoon I would like you to think about the verse 14 of Romans chapter 8. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Over these past weeks here on Let the Bible Speak, I have been talking to you about steps to God from the book of Romans. The first step is one of education, because it is essential that we understand that the wages of sin is death, but that the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Romans 6:23. The second step is one of contrition. We must accept that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans 3:23. The third step involves supplication, where we do what the Lord commands. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Romans 10:13. The fourth step, which I would like to draw your attention to this afternoon, is known as regeneration. And to teach this truth, I wish to talk to you about Romans 8:14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Regeneration is the new birth. It is what Christ spoke to Nicodemus about in John 3, where he said, "You must be born again." It signifies the inner transformation an individual must undergo in order that he or she might become a Christian. Let us then think about this important step of regeneration. Firstly, I want to talk to you about the person who regenerates. When a man or woman becomes a Christian, that person receives the Spirit. Our text plainly says that one of the characteristics of the sons of God is that the Spirit has led them. If we are to be led by the Spirit, then logically we must be in possession of the Holy Ghost. Christianity is about knowing and experiencing the power of God in one's life. To many people, the Christian faith is nothing more than a mere philosophy, just an empty theory in a world full of religion. Many people who claim to be Christians put on an appearance of religion one day a week or perhaps one morning a week, while the rest of the week they swear, they curse, they blaspheme, they drink, they smoke, they lie, they cheat, and are engaged in other sinful activities, as if there was no God to answer to. Some claim to be Christians but only attend church occasionally, on special occasions. Prayer is never offered. The Bible is seldom opened. This is not Christianity. Being a Christian is to enjoy a supernatural experience. Christianity is not about having a label. It is to live a life being conscious of the presence of the Holy Spirit living within the heart. In the second place, I wish to share with you the power in regeneration. If the third person of the Trinity does indeed come and live in the heart of man, it naturally follows that the Christian must lead a different kind of life. The Holy Spirit grants ordinary believers the power to live lives that are genuine and satisfying. 2 Corinthians 5:17 teaches this so clearly. When a man is in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. The Christian is a new creature. This means that he is a new creation. He has received a new nature within his being. Because he has this new nature, his life has changed. His old habits have disappeared, and new interests have taken over. Suddenly he attends prayer meetings. He wants to read his Bible. He loves the place of worship. He enjoys what once he hated, and he hates what once he enjoyed. His life is revolutionized. In 2 Peter 1:4 we are told that this new nature the Christian possesses is the divine nature. It is the nature of God himself. This in itself makes it inevitable that the real Christian has the power to live a genuine life. Christ, when speaking to Nicodemus the religious Jew, used the phrase, born again. We know that on birth a baby enters a life. It therefore follows that when we are born again, we receive new life. Christ said in John 10 and 10, I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. Perhaps you say to yourself, I could not live the Christian life. I hope what I have said comforts and encourages you. When you receive this new nature, you will be different. You will enjoy what God has given you. You will be happier than you ever were at any time, and you will have a peace that passeth all understanding. Perhaps you say, that's too good to be true. I tell you this, it is better than I've described, because no words in any language could properly relate what it means to be a child of God. Thirdly and finally, please take time to listen to me talk about the pledge to those regenerated. Each person who is born again enters a family, just as the newborn baby has become part of a family. Paul, here in our text, speaks of those led by the Spirit as being the sons of God. Identity is a most important aspect of life. We regard our backgrounds and our parentage as being something very precious. Family gives us important links from the past. These links teach us who we are and where we came from. And we distribute these links and what we know about our past to our children to help them in their future. Continuity is part of life. And knowing who we are is most vital. There are some people who do not know who they are, do not know where they came from. They know little about their parents, and therefore they are at times filled with a void and an emptiness. It is most wonderful to know one's family. We should never take family for granted. Those who are regenerated by the Holy Spirit enjoy an identity. They are the children of God. There is assurance here. There is hope here. There is peace here. To know that one is a child of God gives confidence in prayer, for no father ever turned away his child. To know that one is a child of God is to understand that when death comes, that God will gather us into heaven, because God would not send his child to hell. To experience being a child of God is to have peace. Because whatever happens to us in life, whether it be good or bad, we know that our Heavenly Father has planned it for our ultimate good. I would encourage you this afternoon to receive new life by trusting in Christ as your Savior. And then you'll enter a new family and you'll have something you never had before, something you would never want to part with for the world. Then you will be able to claim with authority, I am a child of the King. Will you not do this? I pray that you will. Goodbye, and thank you for listening.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak. If we can be of any further spiritual help, or if you would like to receive some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Peter McIntyre, 13 Willand Crescent, 5 Mile Town, County Tyrone, BT75OQL. That's Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Peter McIntyre, 13 Willand Crescent, 5 Mile Town, County Tyrone, BT75OQL. You may hear Mr. McIntyre preach each Lord's Day here in Clocker Valley Free Presbyterian Church at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8952-1611. 028-8952-1611. We assure you of a very warm welcome at all the services and look forward to having you visit with us. Thank you for listening today. May the Lord richly bless you. And don't forget to tune in on this same station at the same time next week, when once again we turn to the Scriptures and let the Bible speak.